Now you're ready.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll call this July 1st, 2014 meeting of the Committee for Citizen Involvement to order. We have this evening Neil Orbringer, who is going to talk with us about the Downtown City Advisory Committee appointments. So we'll invite you up and let's begin.
Hey, Neil.
I remember you from last week, last time.
I was.
Yes, you were.
Getting familiar. Good evening, commissioners. Thank you for your time. And I'll remind you again, you know, we're here tonight as the CCI, and with the purpose being to review applicants and appoint individuals to the Downtown Citizen Advisory Committee. So again, as we discussed last month, the Downtown Citizen Advisory Committee is a volunteer advisory planning advisory committee responsible for review and supporting staff in the implementation of the downtown design and implementation strategy, as well as other planning and design initiatives relevant to the downtown. And so we have a roster of 18 positions on the downtown CAC. The roster has been approved by the CCI and reviewed by the council. And so we have recently experienced five vacancies on the committee, and so the recruitment process that we have gone through recently was an effort to fill those five vacancies. So in your packet, you'll see that those five vacancies are the NEDCO Downtown Program Coordinator, two designer positions, one Springfield Downtown School Representative, and one general public representative. So those were the five individual categories, or four individual categories, five positions. And so in response to our request for applications, we've received five applications. So we did not receive any application for the downtown school representative. And you'll note in your packet that we are requesting that the CCI allow staff the opportunity to continue active recruitment for that position, because we feel that having a downtown school representative at the table is an important component of the work downtown. You'll see that we received one application for the general public position, one application for the NEDCO Downtown Program Coordinator position, and we recommended, staff recommended appointment of those individuals. Aaron Rourke to the general public position, and Jim McHugh to the downtown program coordinator position. And then for the designer position, we received three applications, and one from Kip Amend, Julie Romig, and Richard Reed. And so based on the qualifications required for the position, specifically individuals with architecture and design background, staff made the recommendation to appoint Mr. Amend and Ms. Romig to those positions. And so staff requests review approval of that recommendation.
It's just a point. The school district representative, mm-hmm. You know, have you talked with Dr. Martin, our superintendent?
I've not with Dr. Martin, no. I've reached out to the local charter schools downtown.
Yeah, I think it would be good to chat with Hertica Martin, and you know, we have just a suggestion. I know Springfield School District one of our board members has issued his resignation, Gary Weber. And Gary is a local business person. He works right across the river. He's been involved with the school district for 15 years. And I'm sure will want to remain plugged in at some level. That might be something that he might enjoy or appreciate. So just a suggestion.
Thank you.
I echo that suggestion.
So
Gary Weber.
Gary Weber. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So discussion on the recommendations or findings.
As a constable, I who is the one person who is rejected, I have a couple of questions about.
Well, we're in work session, so we'll discuss that. If we have a question, we'll address it too.
Okay, I have a couple of questions.
Yes.
Okay.
So unfortunately, during the work session, there's not a component of public participation. But when they have their hearing, you're welcome to come back and speak to the council. This is open to the public to listen, but not to participate.
And when is the hearing?
Well, we have our next planning commission hearing, but we don't have a CCI schedule.
The CCI is making the appointment tonight unless they reschedule for some reason, and this matter won't go to the city council.
I have written four books on historic preservation and urban revitalization, most of them which have been used in schools of architecture for quite a few years. So I know a little bit about this, and also I, as a member of the Arts Commission, and they asked me to submit my name. Partially because the Arts Commission would like to be represented too. And I'm feeling that with my background, I just can't believe that I was not chosen.
Okay, we'll take that under
consideration. Can you write a letter and submit it to the city?
Mm-hmm.
That would be my recommendation. Go ahead and write a letter of protest and submit it to the city
about
your
concerns.
And
so that's the only thing that I can do.
Right. Unfortunately, we have so many positions with so many applicants, and so that would be your recourse is
and
to
just
write
like
a letter.
I was invited to the last meeting on June 25th, but it's interesting. My invitation came a day after the meeting, and I think that's really curious, you know?
Hmm.
What's happening here, Neil? There's something fishy about it, and if I have to get a lawyer, I think we're going to have to check it out.
Okay.
Thank you
for your input. Okay.
So I was going to bring up, having more applicants. Mm-hmm. Is it set? With that five, is that just a set number, or is there an opportunity maybe to bring in somebody also as, another general public person, or are you keeping it at five for a particular
In terms reason? Of the five positions that we recruited for, is that?
Yeah, how many total positions are there on
there? There's 18 total positions on the roster.
Okay, and these are the five that were remaining.
These were the five that had become vacant for a number of reasons. And so those were the ones we're recruiting for now to fill those vacancies.
So just a point of order. Number one, we as a CCI reviewed the makeup of this committee and approved it and recommended it to the city council, I believe. And the city council acted on our recommendation to have 18 positions with the makeup that
when was that? Because I was trying
that's
to
been
remember.
A month ago?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been
2 weeks?
No.
A month?
No. This
no,
is an ongoing committee.
This is a long time.
This is a long time. This has been over a year.
During a May 3rd, 2013 council
Yes.
I remember that, but I wasn't sure of, I couldn't remember back to what we discussed. So,
we vetted this process. Correct. We've identified members to this committee.
This group has been going long before that, right?
Well, the,
or did they disband that other, the original group?
If I could.
Yeah, please.
You bet.
There are a number of committees that have been formed specifically to address issues in the downtown.
Right.
Yes.
And so there have been a stakeholder, there's been another advisory committee on the plan. This is a separate advisory committee specifically to assist in the design standard.
So it is a new group, okay.
And the recommendation of the Planning Commission Council. It's not necessarily the only thing they'll do, but that's their principal charge. And when the design of this committee was discussed, there were discussions about, is this enough? Mm-hmm. Is this too many? You know, there's probably a good number that exists universally for constructive meetings and so forth. And you're starting to push the envelope when you get up to 17 and 18 members, particularly if you're only meeting for an hour or so, you only have a couple of minutes each to speak.
Yeah.
So you really need to make sure you're comfortable with that number. And then it's makeup, having a member from a school district, having a member from the chamber and so forth. That was another thing that you considered, and not all of the categories were selected, nor I think were all the categories that could possibly have been included were considered. So you did a good job doing what you did. The council approved it, and we've been operating under those guidelines ever since. If you wanted to revisit that, I'm not sure that would be beyond your scope as a CCI,
right,
for whatever reason. For instance, the feedback you got tonight, that might be a little acute, but if in general you receive feedback from interested parties that maybe the group makeup should be adjusted, then you could, as a CCI, visit that. And if you thought that was the right thing to do, you can make the recommendation to council to make that change. But you certainly shouldn't feel obligated tonight to do anything other than what's in front of you.
Exactly.
Because that's what's on your agenda.
Right. And I remember that we had that discussion, and we talked in depth about how many people they have on that committee. When they're notified, when somebody doesn't get onto the committee and they're notified of that, are they then told that they'll be contacted if another opening comes up? I would hate, you know, you're always trying to get a good group of people on committees, and sometimes it's hard to do that. So when you have somebody that's really wanting to be, they fill out the application, you know, they've obviously contacted, and so it would be good to maybe just let them, you know, keep a list of people that are interested in case another one does decide to. Just to let them know that, you know, it's unfortunate, but however, we'll contact you back.
Yeah.
I don't know if that happens, but...
And there are multiple opportunities. There are multiple things going on right now with downtown. I think there are three groups at least, aren't there, that are together dealing with...
Maybe
downtown.
He could be pointed to some of the Main Street groups. So people tend to feel valued if they're rejected on one, if you say, hey, let's get you on something else. So that might be a nice thing.
Yeah. How many folks, Greg, were on the citizen advisory group that dealt with the Glenwood?
24.
Yeah, it was a huge group, I know.
But it whittled down really quickly.
And that's the thing. How many completed that process?
A point. Speaking to Greg's point, that I know with Dave Reeser, we talked through that a little bit, mm-hmm, because I was on the Kibble committee for a year and a half. We started with 22. We were lucky to get 12 or 13 there.
Exactly.
Every two, three, every month. So that's why it's good to have a few extra.
Right.
Because you're never going to end up with that. You're going to be 20% shy when you're done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did a refill on the Glenwood committee partway through, and they were trying to get 20. And there was difficult even to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
My comment on reading through these, I mean, there was a theme of awareness and education, which I really appreciated, and the potential. They always spoke of Springfield has a great potential, and we all know that. So, you know, I really appreciated reading all that all five of them, four of them had to say, but that's kind of what I got. A lot of positive energy from all the people, and they look like they're ready to jump in and really work hard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, I would agree.
So, so I certainly would entertain a motion if we're interested in making a recommendation at this point, or if you'd like to talk further, that would be fine.
I move to approve the appointments of the committee members made by Neil and the City of Springfield.
I second that.
Okay. All those in favor of appointing Jim McHugh, the NETCO Downtown Coordinator, Aaron Rourke as General Public Member, Julie Robig as a designer, and Kip Armand as a designer, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So that motion carries. I think the recommendation from the commission is certainly follow-up communication with Richard Reed.
Okay.
To see how potentially he might get plugged in to the either the downtown or, you know, Main Street.
Some of you might not know, but Neil actually ran the NETCO Main Street program for a while. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
we can get him plugged
right
in.
I'll plug
him.
Cool. Great.
Thank you.
Okay.
We don't need a lawyer.
Thank you.
All right. this being a CCI, we really can't discuss any Planning Commission business, so I will adjourn and we'll get to go home. How's that?
Hey.
We're adjourned.
All right.
It's the shortest meeting we've had all year.
That's kind of exciting.
Thank you to all of you who've attended.
Thank you
to our applicants.
July 15th, and that's when we have
one more session. We have six to thank.